Smokey Robinson may know the secret formula to scripting the perfect love song. Over his 40-year career, Smokey has written thousands of songs for his own group, The Miracles, but also for other legends of Motown, including Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, The Supremes. For his latest album, Smokey Robinson recruited a select group of musicians to help him sing some of his classic hits. The album is called Smokey and Friends and includes collaborations with Elton John, Sheryl Crow, and Mary J. Blige. I don't care about anything else but being with you, being with you. Smokey Robinson joins me from our LA Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you doing, Linda?
Pretty well, I think.
Good.
Let's just dive right into the new album. You sing Tracks of My Tears with Elton John.
People say I'm the life of the party, plus I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, oh, deep inside I'm blue.
So tell me about your friendship with Elton John. How long have you known him?
Oh, I've known Elton probably for 30 years.
Do you think the two of you have changed?
We both changed. We talk about it all the time. All we have to do is look at each other.
Uh-huh.
We've changed, absolutely. But as far as loving our craft, we haven't changed at all. In fact, it's enhanced. The longer you do it, the more you appreciate it.
Since you put me down, my smile is my makeup. I wear since my breakup with you.
Tracks of My Tears was written with fellow members of The Miracles. Do you think about them? Do you think about your time with The Miracles when a song like this comes back into everybody's playlist?
Well, yeah, I do, but I mainly think about Marv Tarplin, because Marv Tarplin is a source. Marv Tarplin was the greatest songwriting partner I've ever had in my life. He would put guitar riffs on a tape and give them to me until I could come up with a song for his music, the Tracks of My Tears being one of those. The first three lines that I came up with were the first three lines of the chorus. Take a good look at my face, see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace. Easy to trace worth. To trace what? That I miss you. No, that's not it. That I want you back. No, that's not it. That I've been really crying. No, that's not it. You know, and one day I was shaving and I looked in the mirror and I said, what if a person had cried so much until, if you look closely at their face, you could see tracks that their tears had made. And I knew that that was it.
Let's listen to Ain't That Peculiar. James Taylor is the person you're singing with.
Exactly.
Oh, honey, you do me wrong, since I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long when I can't live without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more.
Well, let me ask you, how does it work out when this partner that you have never recorded with before does something that you've never done before? How do you get into that? How do you make that work?
Oh, gosh, honey, you know, because that's the way he heard the song. That's the way he feels it. Now, James's version is a very folk rock sound. It's not the up-tempo, bluesy rock and roll sound that we had on the Marvin Gaye record. But James did his own take on it. We let the artists put their take on the song that they picked. And then we worked around that. So whatever he would have done, he could have whistled it, and I would have tried to whistle it with him, because we wanted him to feel comfortable doing it the way he does it.
A child can cry just to try to get you to do everything they say.
Everything.
But unlike a child, these tears ain't never gonna help you get my way.
Is it correct that you used to scout talent for the Motown label?
Yeah, I did.
Who do you think was your best find?
Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Well, I'd say that would work.
Yeah. How about that one?
So you heard Diana Ross, and what did you do? Call up Berry Gordy and say, you're not going to believe this.
No. I grew up with Diana. I've known Diana since she was 8 years old. We grew up four doors down the street from each other. In my neighborhood, there were 50 groups just in our neighborhood, you know. And when I used to rehearse with my group, Diana used to come and sit on the steps and sing along with us and stuff. Eventually, she moved away from our neighborhood and moved to a place called the Brewster Projects. And Berry started Motown. And so she had heard a couple records by us. And so she called me and said she had a group that she wanted me to hear so I could sign them to Motown. And they came and sang for me. And that was it.
And the rest is history, as we say.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to another song. This is this one. I couldn't quite believe it. It's you and Steven Tyler singing You've Really Got a Hold on Me.
Yeah. All right.
Let's listen. Of course, I know perfectly well what you look like and what Steven Tyler looks like, and I know that you're not related, but you guys sing like you're related.
Well, we are related. Steven's my brother. And see, that version of You Really Got a Hold on Me is rock. That's how he wanted to do it. He's been singing it for years. So he picked that song, and we sang it, and we had a great time.
How many songs do you think you've written over the years?
Well, I got a count a few years back, and it's about 4,000.
Wow. Do you have any sense that there are songs that might be monster hits that are just sort of in a file somewhere?
You know what? It's amazing. I was talking to my publicist about that, about all the music that is in the can that Universal has now because they own Motown, and I would love to have access to those.
It must be a little bit peculiar to think that a lot of your work is not accessible to you.
Ain't that peculiar? Oh, no. Okay. But I think about it all the time because I just like to hear it, just to refresh my memory as to what they are and all that.
Do you forge ahead? You still write songs?
All the time. Almost every day of my life. I really mean that, too. All the time.
I wonder about your extraordinarily long career. I mean, it's not easy. I say this even though all I do is talk. It's not easy to preserve your voice, to sound like people expect and want you to sound over a long period of time. And you've done it for decades. How do you do that?
Well, Linda, you know what I do. I tell young singers this all the time, too, because they think that the remedy is like hot tea and lemon and all this stuff. I take care of myself. Because your vocal cords and your vocal ability and all this stuff is a part of you. And if you take care of your entire self, then that's going to fall in line with that. I used to run marathons. I don't run like that anymore. I'll run a couple miles or so now. I've been doing yoga for about the past 35 years. And it's been one of the greatest things that's ever happened for me in my life for my body.
Do you think that's what's kept all those songs arriving every day?
I don't know. I think that creativity is a gift from God, and I'm blessed because I do what I love to earn a living, so it's a blessing.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. Yeah.
Smokey Robinson joined us from our Los Angeles bureau. His latest album, Smokey and Friends, is out now. Smokey Robinson, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate you doing this.
Guess you say what can make me feel this way, my girl.
Smokey Robinson also visited our friends at All Songs Considered earlier this week to play guest DJ. You can hear that conversation at nprmusic.org.